This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of All India Services, the Vice President said Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. He said the steps of Sardar Patel have enabled the country's journey from colonial India to Vikasit Bharat.
This is the only service where you migrate from your home state to other state and you live whole life sometimes there. All of your service, many of the civil service, IAS, IPSs are serving that state only. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patel ji has enabled Bharat in a journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. In his address, Union Minister of State for Personnel and Public Grievances, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there has been a paradigm shift in governance.
It's been a long journey, ladies and gentlemen, but over the last 12 years, ever since Prime Minister Modi took over, there has been a paradigm shift. A shift from individual delivery to institutionalized delivery. A shift from rule to role. A shift from administration-centric governance to citizen-centric governance. You will all recall, soon after he took over as Prime Minister, Modi ji has given us the mantra of maximum governance, minimum government.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day. In a social media post, President Murmu said the commitment of civil servants continues to strengthen responsive governance and reinforce public institutions. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said this is an occasion to further strengthen the resolve to work towards good governance and nation building. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address multiple rallies in North Bengal today. At the Sukna Sports Ground in Siliguri, he spoke in support of party candidates contesting from 8 assembly constituencies in the region. Mr. Shah asserted that only the BJP can resolve the long-standing Gorkha issue. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will address multiple public rallies in the state in support of party candidates. In Tamil Nadu, Telugu Desam Party leader and Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh Chandrababu Naidu and the BJP election in charge of Tamil Nadu Union Minister Piyush Goyal interacted with the media at Chennai today, attacking the stand taken by the DMK and the Congress on defeating the Women's Reservation Bill. Mr. Naidu asserted that there was no valid reason and it was nothing but a betrayal for the women in the country. He said the truth was that the delimitation bill would increase the seats of the states and not decrease it. The reservation would be offered to 33% of women in legislative bodies. Mr. Naidu blamed the DMK and the Congress for deviating from the truth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today arrived in Munich, Germany for a 3-day official visit. The Defence Ministry in a social media post said during the visit Mr. Singh will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership between the two countries. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.8% up in afternoon session today. The Sensex rose 693 points to 79,214, while the Nifty added 184 points to 24,549 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.